following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
You're in your car debating a summer road trip, but you'd visit more gas stations than landmarks, and you don't want photos of fuel pumps. First stop, AutoZone. Changing your oil regularly helps you get maximum efficiency and mileage, meaning less time at the pump and more time looking up Abraham Lincoln's nose.
Right now at AutoZone, for only $21.99, get a 5-quart jug of Castrol conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter. Just $21.99. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details.
At Hanes, we know you hate annoying things. That's why we got rid of tags on all our T-shirts and underwear. Now we have some things in the sports world we'd like to get rid of. They include rain delays, not being able to get the hot dog vendor's attention, the intentional walk, the wave, really bad, terrible, awful ceremonial first pitches. Tags are annoying, so we got rid of them. And now we have our sights on annoying sports things. Hanes, go tagless.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No, I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Monday. Glad to have you with us for the next hour or so as we talk the world of sports, what happened over the weekend, what's still to come this week. We're going to talk with Kearney Little League coach Kurt Schmidt here in just a little bit as they get ready to head back to Indianapolis for the Midwest Regional. Our Big Ten football preview takes us to Northwestern with their outstanding quarterback, Kane Coulter. And we'll all go over the American Legion baseball stories from yesterday. And Jimmy, obviously, you were watching your boy at Post 52. Grand Island has both of their teams still alive. And controversy with Kearney Runza last night, but in listening and reading and putting it all together, Kearney got beat last night. Kearney Runza got beat by Lincoln Pius X, had some calls that didn't go their way, but you can't walk 12 guys and you can't leave, 13 or 14 guys on base. Mitch Heemster had a heck of a game last night, but there was a lot of crazy, whether it was Grand Island or Kearney, there was a lot of crazy close games over the weekend for all those programs.
Yeah, you know, Grand Island was down 6-0 in the junior game, and they're playing Papillion, and, you know, because you only get so many innings to pitch, the Papillion pulled their pitcher, you know, in the after
Oops.
Five innings. Yeah, and then Grand Island ended up getting 8 runs and winning it, you know, on a couple errors, too, and got a little help, too. So, yeah, that was a big win for Grand Island. You know, they've got a long way to go through that loser's bracket to make some damage, but, yeah, that's what happened in that game.
Surprise, Kearney had kind of handled the North Platte juniors all year long, but North Platte playing at home yesterday got a win.
Yeah, you know, North Platte, you got to take their hands off to them. You know, I think I've been following this North Platte Kearney juniors really closely, of course, the last 2 years, but I'm talking for maybe 15 years, 20 years umpiring, and I don't think North Platte has two or three wins in that series. You know, so that was a big win for North Platte. You got to take their hats off to them. You know, they got some big hits when they needed to and ended up winning 6-4.
So here's what we've got set up for today. Kearney will be playing at 4 o'clock this afternoon against South Sioux City in an elimination game. If they win that, then they would play again tomorrow and just keep playing elimination games. They need 4 wins if they want to win this state tournament and go on to North Dakota, where the champions of each division go for a regional play. So Coach Archer has told us on the show, pitching depth is not the strength, offense is. Well, they were kind of held in check yesterday. So it'll be a tough road here, but we'll see if Kearney can at least get a couple wins. And you never know, you get that momentum in the loser's bracket. Sometimes it's tough to stop. Home Federal, they weren't expected to do a whole lot at the state tournament, but here they are. They've won 2 games, a 9-8 win yesterday over Millard South. So they'll play Creighton Prep today at 7 o'clock. Those games are at Millard West. Of course, Kearney is in Lincoln. In the junior tournament, Post 52 eliminated. Grand Island 5 points will play Millard South Juniors at 4 o'clock. That's out at North Platte. In a Class B seniors, they're playing out in Garing. McCook's been eliminated. Aurora got beat yesterday, so they'll play Elkhorn Mount Michael in a 4 o'clock elimination game this afternoon. And then in the Class C seniors up at O'Neill, Sutton. How many times do they win 1-0, Jimmy? They did it again yesterday. Sutton, 1-0. They put their pitcher out there, and he shuts them down. And Pender beat St. Paul, and then Taylor Burwell Sargent was eliminated, and David City beat O'Neill. So St. Paul plays David City in an elimination game today at 2. Sutton and Pender in the winner's bracket final at 8 o'clock.
Hey, did you watch any of the Dodgers game yesterday, the L.A. Dodgers and the Cincinnati Reds?
It was 1-0 in extra innings. That's about all I saw.
Okay, I watched this whole game. And, of course, they've got a famed Vin Scully's announcing. And about the 7th inning, he goes, hey, that's the 15th Dodger today that struck out. He said, that is a Dodger record since, 1997. That's the most Dodgers that have struck out. Well, then, 18 struck out in 9 innings. And he says, that's a record for 9-inning game. But this isn't a 9-inning game, people. We're going on. Well, anyway, they ended up striking out 20. And then did you see how the game ended?
Oh, that Puig with a walk-off
home
run.
Yeah, walk-off home run. They win 1-0. 20 guys strike out. So, hey, when you look at your team, sometimes somebody comes in and you get the right pitching out there and hanging in there together, and you win a 1-0 game. Royals are a hot 2, 51-51.
Finally, they've won 6 in a row, taking advantage of the White Sox not being very good, but it does get them to .500. So they're 8-2 since the All-Star break. And, of course, as we talked about going into the All-Star break, they dropped 5 in a row. So, basically, they've erased that 5-game losing streak with this 6-game winning streak.
Denny Matthews had one of the funniest lines. I've listened to that guy for a few years, and I know you have too, but he says, the worst part of this Chicago White Sox series is it was only a 3-game series. And he says, I wish it would have been, and I think he was going to say 4, but he said, I wish this would have been a 12-game series. Let's take advantage of them right now.
I was listening. They beat them, and again, they shouldn't be doing backflips, because yesterday they had to go 12 innings and Gordon hits a 2-run home run to win it, and they won 1-0 on Saturday. So it wasn't like they demolished the White Sox, but I heard the end of the Saturday game, and Denny and Steve Fisiak, I think, was the color man. They just called them, they're a bad baseball team right now, the White Sox are, and you don't ever want that to happen. But here's the deal, Jimmy. Kansas City 8-2 since the break. They've gained 1 game on Detroit because Detroit is 7-3. The Royals, who were playing sub .500 ball in the first half of the season, were around 3.5 back pretty much the whole first half. Now they're playing better ball. They're 7 back of Detroit and 4 back of second place Cleveland. So they have to continue to play hot if they even want to stay in the discussion in the AL Central.
Well, usually by August 1st, they're mathematically eliminated.
So August 1st? What the hell are you talking about? May 1st for the last few years. And in fact, a lot of people thought June 1st they were out this year because they went 4-17 there, and somehow they fought their way back. But again, I've said it for a number of years. That's what kills the Royals. Every year they have one of those streaks where they lose 8, 10, 11 in a row. This year they didn't lose a ton in a row, but they were 4-17 in a 20. You can't overcome that and be a playoff team.
Yeah, you're right. It was that the first 6 of the season they played well. In that second 6, if you divide it into 6, that span of about 30 games there, they really played poor, and that really took them probably out of it. When you go back and look at the whole season, if they don't make it, that'll be the area that you'll look at.
They're 102 games in, 60 to go, 60 to go,
And it does not appear that the AL wild card will come out of that division. And so, minimum from here on out, minimum 40-20 to have a chance. Minimum 40-20 to even have a chance. That's asking a lot.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I think 40-20 might do it. I mean, sincerely, I think, 40 wins, 91 might do it. It may not, though. Like you said, Detroit's been there before, and Detroit doesn't have to go 40-20. They're already ahead of that span, so they can go 36 and whatever that would be. With the quick math, 24.
And they've played two more games too.
Right, exactly.
Let's talk a little more baseball here with the little guys. The Kearney Little Leaguers are getting ready to hopefully leave Kearney for most of the month of August, like the kids did last year. They are back in the Midwest Regional, along with teams from Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, and, of course, Rapid City, South Dakota. They're trying to challenge Rapid City, I think, for longest tenure in Indianapolis. Kurt Schmidt is the manager of this year's team. And, Jimmy, as we've said, each year, for the most part, all the kids on the team are virtually new. I know there might be one, maybe two, that are repeats from last year. And basically, you have new coaches every single year. So you got basically brand new teams. It's not like you've got a dynasty. It's not like you got the same guys you keep building. This is a new group every single time.
Yeah, it sure is. I know Kurt Schmidt's been coaching Little League Baseball for about 10 years and been around the program. Excuse me. He sure knows how it works and how to handle the pitchers. I'll tell you that. So it'll be interesting to see what he has to say here.
Well, Kurt's in studio. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Congratulations on getting these kids back to Indy.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. Like Jim said, pitching is going to be key for us, and that's going to be a big thing for our guys to go out to Indianapolis and throw a lot of strikes.
Well, let's before we break down the team and how you like it and the differences, for the fans out there, you go through a state tournament. Explain how the team comes together again. A lot of people know, but a lot of people also don't. How do you get this team together, and what did you have to do to get to Indy?
Sure. First off, the team was selected by the eight managers from the regular season Little League Majors Division. So there's 10 kids that are selected that way via vote by all eight managers. And then those same eight managers also vote the manager of the team, which is myself. And from there, the last two or three kids, depending on how many I want to take, then get selected on the team as well. So this year we chose to go with 13. Little League tweaked the rules again a little bit this year and kind of made it advantageous to take 13. Last year, if you had 12 players, you had to play six defensive outs and one at bat. And if you took 13, you only had to play three defensive outs and one at bat. This year, they tweaked it a little bit again, where if you take 12, it's still the six defensive outs, one at bat. But if you took 13, you just had to have one at bat. You didn't have to play defense. So it makes the managing piece of it a little bit easier. It is still a little league, and I'm, going to try to get everybody in the game as much as possible. But, if we get in a tight game down the road, that could be a piece where I could have my nine defensive players out there that I think give us the best chance to win.
Talk about how... Who's back on the team from last year, first of all, and then take us through the state tournament. How many games has this group actually played together up to this point, and tell the folks who's back from last year?
Sure. The two returning players from last year's team is Zane Schmidt, my son, and then Mark Hurgis, Todd Hurgis' boy, who's also a coach with me this year. So those two guys are returning. I think their experience from last year will definitely help. Each year it's a new group of guys, both on the Kearney team as well as, the rest of the states around. So, most teams try to have as many 12-year-olds as possible. And so, there'll be a few returning guys that we may see when we go back out there. But for the most part, it's a new group of kids. As far as what we've done so far, 3 weeks ago, we had districts here in Kearney. Memorial from Omaha came out, and then a team from Hastings came up and played in districts here in Kearney. We were able to win both of those games. It was a pool play deal where everybody played each other once, and then the top two teams went on to the state, which was 2 weeks ago in Blair. You took your records with you, so we took our 2-0 record. Hastings took their 1-1 record with them, and met up with two other districts. And so there was a 6-team state tournament, and they paired up, the teams based on record, a couple elimination games right away for a couple of the 1-1 teams. A couple of 2-0 teams played each other right away, and then we played the other 1-1 team. We were able to win our first two games fairly handily, and came up against Keystone in the championship. And Keystone had a kid that threw really well, kind of had us on our heels for first couple innings, weren't getting real good swings on him, but was able to scratch a couple runs. I believe in the third and the fourth we got a run in each, and then in the fifth inning we were able to knock him out of the game and got one other run. So we did score 3 runs, which was our lowest amount of the state tournament. But we also were able to hang a 0 on their side of the board. So I think that's going to be our strength going into Indianapolis is our pitching.
Yeah, it looks to me like the two kids back, they're both catchers when I'm part of that league. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yep, both of them are catchers.
Right. So, yeah, that'll be some good leadership there, having some catchers back and be able to, handle those pitchers. And then also throwing people out at base because there's a lot of stealing that goes on first to second base if you don't have somebody back there.
Yeah, if you can't keep the ball in front of you, it can kind of turn into a merry-go-round with the 60-foot bases. It's a little bit shorter than, what the Legion boys play and some of that stuff. So, especially for some of those bigger kids, 6 or 7 strides and they're to the next base. So you definitely have to have somebody behind the plate that can keep it in front of them and keep it station to station, hopefully.
Kurt Schmidt is the Kearney Little League coach. He's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready to take off for Indianapolis. I believe you're departing on Wednesday. Then you've got all the ceremonies and the pomp and circumstance. And then the first game is set for a Friday. That is noon, I believe, yes. Our time, right? If you look on the website, they're all listed Eastern because that's where Indianapolis is. But it's noon as you take on Webb City, Missouri. Now there are 6 teams in this regional. So you will play 4, not 5. And the one team you don't play is the one that is usually considered, and that's Rapid City, South Dakota, the team that's always been there, kind of one of the juggernauts. Do you know much about any of these other teams, their traditions? Have they been there a lot? I know you just can't scout them, so do you know much about any of them?
Yeah, I wish I could scout them a little more so I had a little better idea what we're getting ourselves into. But I did a little bit of research last night on a couple of the teams that I could find some information on. The Webb City team that we're playing our first game on Friday, they just got into the regionals as of yesterday. So their state tournament was a week later than what Nebraska's was, and then they had some rain, and so it knocked them back, and so they just got in. So they will not have a lot of time between their state and their and when we get out to Indianapolis. So, hopefully that's to our advantage a little bit. Maybe we can jump on them early. They're actually Webb City is close to Joplin, if not a suburb of Joplin. And so they were there a couple years ago. So they do have some history of sending a team to Indianapolis. Like you said, Rapid City, they've kind of like Kearney here the last few years. They've been successful in their state tournament and been able to make it to there. The Minnesota team is Coon Rapids, Minnesota, which is a suburb of Minneapolis. And I haven't found a lot of information on them yet. Some of the teams have some information out there, others don't. And so I'm expecting them to be pretty good. The other returning team is the Kansas team from the same town. And according to Coach Hurgis and I talked to Brad Wagner, last year's manager, they did have 4 or 5 11-year-olds on the team. So they'll be returning, 4 or 5 kids that will be 12-year-olds, have experience as well. So that'll be our second game, and so that'll be kind of interesting to see what they look like.
Again, out of those 6 teams, it'll be whittled down to 4 teams, and then they go single elimination, and those games will be on ESPN. All of the Kearney games are on ESPN3, so you can watch those on your computer as well. You guys have went through a lot of fundraising here in the last week. Maybe folks have or couldn't or did, but if they still want to help you guys out, because it does cost money, you can't budget this every year to go to Indianapolis, who could they contact or who could they see if they want to provide a meal or just write you a check or do something?
Sure. You can just contact myself at I guess my phone number is 308-224-7042. Or any of the Little League board members, all their contact information is on the Kearney Little League website. And contact any of those guys, and they can pass along as well. Or, you know, any of the families that are going. We are done with our fundraisers now that we're kind of getting prepared to get out of town and head that way. But if you see any of us, or just give me a holler, I can get you some information and get you the form and whatnot and yeah, get that going.
Hey, why don't you tell everybody, our listeners, the players that made that team and maybe, you know, what position they play real quick, if you
sure,
would. Thank
sure, you. Not a problem. You know, I guess I'll start off with a couple of our better pitchers that will be seeing a lot of time on the mound. Keegan Thurston, probably be our number one guy. Probably going to see quite a few innings if we can manage his pitches correctly while we're out there in pool play. He's got a pretty good fastball, and so we'll see if we can keep him off balance with that. A.J. Foss will also be pitching. He'll play some shortstop when he's not pitching. Noah Carpenter, be an outfielder for us. Mason Casper, play some second base and some outfield. Corbin Foster, be playing quite a bit of first base, because when Keegan's on the bump, then Corbin's over at first base, so... Corbin will also do some pitching. He's our left-hander, so we can kind of change it up, give him a different look with Corbin on the mound. Gabe Hines, he's playing quite a bit of center field and also doing pitching. Mark Hurgis, catching, along with Zane Schmidt, and Mark will also be playing some third base. Carson Herta, also playing third base. Braden Miller, he's kind of my utility guy. He can go about anywhere I put him. But mostly being outfield once we're out in Indianapolis. Dalton Schmidt be playing some outfield for us. Landon Seibert playing some second base and some outfield. And our lone 11-year-old on this year's team is Seth Stroh. He's also going to be kind of a utility guy as well. He can play some shortstop, play some outfield, and he'll also do some pitching. I've been impressed with Seth. I haven't been around him a lot since he was a year younger than the most of the guys I know, and he's been impressive. He's got some pretty good velocity and can mix up speeds real well.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
Hey, Kurt, I was going to ask you, do they still have that rule where you can run for a player each inning? Can you go in there and run for somebody and have somebody come out and run for him?
Yep, they do have that special pinch runner rule. You can do it once per game for each player, and then once per inning for anybody. So we will take advantage of that. We've got a few guys that can hit the ball really well, but they're not the fleetest of foot. And we've got a few guys that are pretty quick that we'll see a little reserve time. And so we'll take advantage of that and, you know, make sure that you know, we can scratch any runs we can.
Last second here with Kurt Schmidt, Kearney Little League manager, as they get ready to head to Indianapolis. I don't think 11 and 12-year-olds know anything about nerves or pressure unless it's, you know, unless they know they're on the field playing. But now that the bar has actually been set higher, do the coaches feel pressure? What's it like, and how much have you talked with the guys that have taken their teams to Indy?
Sure. Yeah, definitely there's pressure. Unfortunately, Brad Wagner did a nice job last year and was able to take him to Williamsport. So, you know, having Todd on the staff, who was with Brad in the dugout, you know, with him when they flew to Williamsport and kind of seen the behind-the-scenes piece of it, you know, that gives me, you know, a good feeling that, you know, if we were able to do that, that, you know, he's been there, done that. You know, Zane was on the team as well, and so, you know, I was out there with the team. Didn't get to see the behind-the-scenes piece of it, but, you know, was on site and was able to watch. And, you know, so between the two of us, I think we got, you know, an idea of what it takes to get there. Now, if we can just get a bounce or two, you know, scratch across to run when we need to, get that hit when we need to, you know, get that strikeout with the bases loaded and give ourselves an opportunity. You know, I like our chances. We've got some really good ball players on this team. And, you know, like I said, pitching will be probably our number one strength. We'll play some good defense and just see if we can get the batting ball.
Well, it has been fun every time just watching the kids go out there and compete. Of course, 2 years ago, got a lot of publicity and notoriety for the way they handled the rain out in the way that that all went in the championship game. Then last year, obviously, a lot of notoriety and some great stories going to Williamsport. And, Kurt, I'm sure there'll be a lot more this year. So keep them all under wraps in the dormitory out there and pick up make sure the last game is a win. I think that's always important.
That would be important. That'd be a lot of fun. You know, it's just the experience of going out there would be awesome for the boys. You know, we'll spend at least a week out there living in the dorm together. And if we can scratch a couple wins when it comes down to it, that'll be even icing on the cake.
All right, buddy. Thanks for coming into the studios today. Best of luck to the Little Leaguers again.
Thank you.
Kurt, I hope we get to talk to you via, you know, when you're in Indianapolis a couple times or wherever we end up going, Williamsport or whatever. Yeah. We'll just be talking to you. Maybe even, you know, late August.
There you go. That sounds good.
Yeah, these kids, it's okay if they miss a few school days. Start the school year like they did last year. That's awesome.
Kurt will teach them some algebra.
Kurt Schmidt, Kearney Little League coach, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We will be back with more Northwestern quarterback Kane Coulter and a whole lot more in the world of sports. Stay with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
You're in your car, and you get a visit from an old friend, the check engine light. Your old pal says, "Remember me?" But rather than let him freeload and reduce your gas mileage, you stop at AutoZone. They'll help you find the problem for free. Who's your friend now?
When your check engine light comes on, get to AutoZone. We'll read your trouble code for free and help you fix it right the first time. Or we can recommend a professional mechanic with our shop referral program. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with this Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds, leaving you with a bubbly yet positively decadent finish.
Just say yes next time. Also, save up to an extra $250 on appliances with the coupons featured in your Friday paper.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Cloudy conditions continue today as we'll still see some scattered showers around the area, even a thunderstorm possible in spots with a high at 73 as winds stay to the southeast. Tonight there's a slight chance for showers or a storm with a low near 62. Right now it's 63.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Doug Duda, Jim Langan. talked with Jared Crick, exchanged some texts with him today. Houston Texans, they're going through training camp, and Sports Center has been at the Jets and the Patriots and the Cowboys, and today they're at the Texans. And he said, "You got to send me a helmet decal, Doug and Daddy. I'll slap it on my helmet and run around while we're practicing out there."
Do we have those? Do we have Doug and Daddy helmet decals?
I don't know if we got a helmet decal. Why would we have a helmet decal? I don't know. We should wear helmets as we fall down around here.
I know we've got plenty of shirts around here, don't we? But, yeah, I don't know what you're going to do about that helmet decal.
I told Crick, I said, just when you're out there, just be yelling Doug and Daddy all day like a defensive audible. Just be yelling it out.
You know, I look around the studio here. We have a lot of things from a lot of different players, but I do not see the decal from Doug and Daddy here.
Doug and Daddy, and we don't have an official Jared Crick. We got to work on that, Texans. Of course, you know, he only had a one-day stint here with the Jared Crick show, so, you know, what do I know? 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's the Bruce Furniture fan line. You can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Facebook is ESPN Superstation, and you can always tweet. Our producer, Jeff, takes care of all of that, and the tweet is at ESPN1460-1550. Our Midtown Mart Cooler question over the weekend. Here's one for you, Jimmy. Which is more likely to happen this year for Tony Romo and the Dallas Cowboys? They win a playoff game, or they miss the playoffs? Which is more likely for the Cowboys?
How about in between? They make the playoffs but don't win a game. You can't have that.
Well, he didn't. That was not an option, but it was a close vote. 53% said win a playoff game. God, I hope so. And 47% said miss the playoffs altogether. Midtown Mart of Hastings is home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. And our question for today, which player who was injured in training camp this weekend will be more difficult for his team to replace this season? Jeremy Maclin for the Eagles, Dennis Pitta for the world champion Ravens. Pitt is good. They had more than one tight end. And again, it's at this point of the season where we were just getting done trying to relearn everything from Big Ten and the Huskers. And I haven't quite got to the part of remembering who was with what team and who's traded. But the Jeremy Maclin injury for the Eagles, I think, is a bigger injury than Dennis Pitta for the Ravens, even though the Ravens may not have near the number of pieces to their puzzle that they had to win the Super Bowl last year. Who I picked to win the Super Bowl last year. I don't know if you heard that.
You did pick
I don't
them.
Know if you remember that.
I definitely do it. I'm so proud of you. I mean, I've told so many people that you, not only did you have it, you had the exacta. I mean, just picking the winner is nothing. The exacta was the key thing.
I just don't know. The pressure is already mounting on getting anything close this year. Just getting anything close this year, the pressure is mounting. So you can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question today and every day at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Otherwise, it is pretty quiet. It's kind of the calm before the storm here. You're going to have your high school football teams and volleyball, but football goes first, and they'll get going practicing here. Just some stories from Big Ten Media Days continue to be out there. I can see that our paper brethren are using all the info they get and putting out one or two stories per day. But it's pretty quiet right now. A couple of things that are going on. UNK is hosting their second athletic director finalist today. The only Division I candidate among the finalists, at least currently at a Division I, that's Jean Berger. There are two females, two males, and we had Dr. Gobe on. Now we have Jean Berger, so that leaves two to go. She is at Northern Iowa, has been there since 2008, is the Senior Associate Athletic Director, Senior Women's Administrator, was a similar position at Drake from 92 to 2005, and back in the day also spent some time at Wayne State. Now, she's currently a member on the Women's Volleyball Committee, Division I. She is the direct supervisor of four women's sports, basketball, softball, tennis, and volleyball, which the Lopers all have. Oversees academic services, NCAA compliance, and athletic training, responsible for implementing and monitoring a gender equity plan and assisting with marketing and budgeting of assigned programs. She seems to have just about everything except a deep fundraising background here, and so I would imagine that will be the negative for Jean, but she's got a lot of positives there, so we'll see how it all goes. It's interesting. If you want to go out and meet Ms. Berger and ask questions and find out some things, a community forum is open at 5 o'clock to the general public at the UNK Alumni House. UNK Alumni House, 5 o'clock this afternoon. If you'd like to find out more about Jean Berger. Finalist still to come in is Mary Ellen Gillespie, who's at Bowling Green, and then Paul Plinsky, who is at Wisconsin Whitewater. So that's keeping you up to date. What's going on with the UNK athletic director search?
Hey, Doug, have you talked about the quarterback for the 49ers that did not go to his pre-workouts? And his salary was $2.9 million. But if he did not go to his early workouts, he'd lose his $2 million. He was unaware it was in his contract, but his salary went from $2.9 million. Now he's making $900,000, which is a good salary. But
Kaepernick?
No. His last name's Brown. He was backup quarterback. Yeah, kind of an interesting deal.
Yeah, he's trying to blame his agent for not keeping him informed or something like
that. Yeah, he fired his agent. But, that'd be kind of a clause in your contract you might be pretty much aware of. For $2 million, you might want to go to a practice or two or an early season workout. But, we'll have to check it out. Maybe we'll talk about it after we have a break here.
Yeah, I did not see that of all the things that were going on over the
weekend.
Well,
there's a few things going on. I don't know how we could keep track of all of them.
I'd fire my manager, too, for $2 million.
Yeah.
If I had a manager.
Well, I mean, if you were making $182 million and there was a $2 million clause, and now you're down to $180, that's one thing. But, you know, that's a lot of money.
So for us, that'd be like penalizing us a dollar and a half today.
Yeah, we're right around
there. Two-thirds of our salary. We'll be back on the Doug and Daddy Show and talk with the quarterback at Northwestern, Kane Coulter, after this.
Round up your team for the annual Coors Miller four-person golf scramble, August 3rd and 4th at the Kearney Country Club. Your entry fee gets you golf on Saturday and Sunday, carts, steak dinner, Calcutta, complimentary drinks, and more. There's also a Friday night shootout and practice round available. Shotgun start on Saturday at 8 or 1:30, so register for your tee time today with the final Sunday at 10 a.m. It's the annual four-person Coors Miller golf scramble, Saturday, August 3rd, Sunday, August 4th at the Kearney Country Club.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Cloudy conditions continue today as we'll still see some scattered showers around the area, even a thunderstorm possible in spots with a high at 73 as winds stay to the southeast. Tonight there's a slight chance for showers or a storm with a low near 62. Right now it's 63.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, we just went through that nice little heat wave here through most of July before it got unseasonably cool this week. You tell me. You walk out in your field now. Tell me. Are the crops like you want with the pivot that you have? Maybe they're not. If they're not, if you're going, man, I keep listening to Doug and Daddy, and I keep seeing T&L irrigation, and I keep hearing about it, and I just can't pull the trigger. And now you're going, I got to pull the trigger. This just isn't getting the job done. Farmers, it's time to beat the heat and put more money in your pocket with T&L. Maximize your production with the best water distribution covering your crops and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. Call T&L or your TL dealer today. And, of course, if you don't know who your T&L dealer is or you just want to look at some things online before you go talk to your dealer, you can find it out at TLIRR.com, TLIRR.com. T&L's proven hydraulic technology works and is easier on you for a lifetime. Those crops are shooting up out there. Unfortunately, a few of them saw some hail last week to the northern part of our listening
area. Is that right? Yeah. Was there some hail damage?
Don't like that.
No, that's too bad.
That's no fun.
No, and I'll tell you what, that heat, and then finally we've had about 3 days here where it's kind of cooled down, and we've got a little bit of rain around the area to help out a little bit. But this, like you said, would be a good time for the farmer to go in today. He may not have to go out in the field. He may be able to go in and get that pivot.
Cox Classic Media Day today. We've had a few too many people on vacation. I stayed. Usually I go to that. And one thing is they usually announce the exemptions, who the local guys are. This year there are none of those. We had Chad Martinson on, almost a month ago to kind of discuss all of this, the tournament director of the Cox Classic. It's going to be pretty cut and dry, but if any news does come out of Media Days today, then we will pass that along to you. Obviously, the main reason to go is to play the golf course, so I'm a little disappointed in that, but if it was 60 degrees and raining this morning in Omaha, that probably wouldn't have been much fun anyway.
No, you would not have enjoyed that. Not at all. Yeah.
It's all about the knowledge. It's all about finding things out. Let's find out something right now with Big Ten football. Kane Coulter caught up with him at Big Ten Media Days. Quarterback, Northwestern, had the opportunity to come to Lincoln. He was one of those, Nate Shieldhouse at Illinois and Kane Coulter at Northwestern, just a couple of the guys that are doing great things at other Big Ten schools that considered coming to Nebraska. And, of course, all of our Big Ten media coverage brought to you by Bruce Furniture of Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. If you're getting ready to move in to college for this upcoming semester or you're a parent of a college student, you don't have to get new furniture. Who would probably want that in their dorm room anyway? Bruce Furniture's bargain basement area is where you can find consignments, closeout, and clearance items. Fantastic cash and carry items at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance.
We're talking with Kane Coulter, quarterback at Northwestern, here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio from Big Ten Media Days. And anytime we say Northwestern, we were talking with Coach Fitzgerald. Kane, we can't call it a rivalry, but boy, the first two games between Nebraska and Northwestern sure have been something to write home about.
They have, you know, looking back at those, you know, those last two games, they've been really competitive. You know, both teams gave it all. You know, both of them really came down to the wire. It's been exciting. And, you know, I think when you look at the two schools, you know, we have a lot of respect for them. You know, they're very well coached and have some great athletes. And, you know, I hope they feel the same about us. So every time, you know, we see them on our schedule, you know, we know that's a game we're going to have to prepare hard for.
Obviously, one of the games that had the lead got away. That's kind of been the story here so far, and everybody was talking about that. Are you ready to quit talking about that, only trailing for 5 minutes all of last season? And what was the motivation now in the off season to make sure that doesn't happen again?
You know, I kind of like talking about it just because it kind of just gives you motivation. You know, you see how close you were. And, you know, for us, you know, in our workouts and everything in the off season, we've just been, you know, we've just been stressing finish, you know, because we were that close from you know, accomplishing all of our goals. So for us, you know, that's what we have to do. We have to, you know, worry about finishing in the fourth quarter, closing out some teams, and, you know, we'll be where we want.
Coach has been able to do so much with you, not just at the quarterback position. Is that fine with you? Would you rather be at one spot, or is it a little more of a challenge to learn everything you got to do at two or three positions?
I mean, as far as learning, you know, when you're at quarterback, you have to know what everybody does on every play. So mentally, you know, it's pretty easy just being in the quarterback room. But, you know, learning the craft as far as running routes, you know, which holes to hit, you know, juke moves, things like that, you know, that's a little bit different. But, you know, I embrace it. You know, I like, you know, being unique in that way and doing some things that nobody else has done. So, you know, that's something that, you know, I really pride myself on.
Talk a little bit about the Wildcat offense this year. We're talking with Kane Coulter here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Venrick's a solid running back. Tell us a little bit about your receivers and obviously that offensive line you guys want to scoop behind.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of guys coming back. I think almost everybody in our receiving group is coming back except for one guy. You know, our tight end is coming back, our freshman tight end who had a big year. Both quarterbacks, Venrick's coming back. You know, we're missing a few guys on offensive line. But, you know, we got some young guys that are eager to step up, eager to get their name in the paper and make some plays. So, you know, we're excited. I'm excited for what we can bring. You know, this is probably the fastest offense that we've had since I've been here and probably the most experience. So, you know, hopefully that translates to the field.
Media considering you the dark horse that you guys at Northwestern could actually make enough noise to make the championship game. Do you allow yourself to think about things like that?
I mean, that's our goal. That's what we plan on doing. You know, we're not going to be in the media saying we're going to do this, we're going to do that. But behind closed doors, that's our goal, and, you know, we think we're going to make it.
You guys got a pretty competitive schedule as well this year. That has to make it fun.
I mean, if you want to be the best, you got to play the best. You know, we're still underdogs. You know, a lot of people don't know about us. We're trying to prove ourselves. And to do that, you know, there's no better way than beating, you know, these so-called, you know, big teams. So.
Finally, Kane, where are you better coming in out of the spring, getting ready for your fall season here?
I've been focusing on my passing game. I feel like, you know, that's what a lot of people think is my weakness. And, you know, I saw some areas for improvement in that. So that's what I've been focusing on. I feel like our run game was solid last year. When I went to receiver, we were pretty solid last year. You know, really focusing on our vertical passing game, you know, throwing, you know, the ball deep downfield, that's what I've been focusing on.
All right, Kane, thanks for the time. Can't wait to see the Wildcats again this season. Best of luck this year.
All right, thanks for having me.
Thanks, Kane. Kane Coulter, we caught up with him at Big Ten Media Days, quarterback Northwestern, who they can do so many different things with, whether he's at quarterback or wideout or whether he wants to run the ball. Kane Coulter, part of our Big Ten coverage, brought to you in part by Gary Michaels Clothiers of Hastings, providing you with the finest menswear from Lincoln to Denver. If they can make us look good, they can make you look even better. Gary Michaels has the Beat the Summer Heat summer sale now through the end of the month. 25% off all summer sportswear for guys and gals like Tommy Bahama, Forsyth, Cutter and Buck, and more. Plus 25% off all summer suits and sports coats for the career guy. But don't forget, the sale ends this July 31st. That's Wednesday. Don't wait. Get into Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings today. We'll be back with more after this.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast, topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis, even if you've tried everything else. Even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Call 1-800-897-6088. That's 1-800-897-6088. Try Seroderm risk-free. Call 1-800-897-6088. That's 1-800-897-6088.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Cloudy conditions continue today as we'll still see some scattered showers around the area, even a thunderstorm possible in spots with a high at 73 as winds stay to the southeast. Tonight there's a slight chance for showers or a storm with a low near 62. Right now it's 63.
Doug Dudas, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I don't know, Jimmy. An employment application down to Johnny Manziel? Because it just seems like he doesn't want to play football very bad.
Yeah, what a... That's... You know, when you make excuses and tell yourself, hey, I'm only 20 years old and I'm learning how to grow up now and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Hey, when you take that Heisman Trophy, I mean, there's some things that come with it right away. Would you agree with that, Doug? I mean, once you say, hey, I'm not, it doesn't mean you're going to be a great person and a great individual, but it does mean you better watch yourself a little bit because people are going to be watching you.
Yeah, especially now. That, I mean, that first time through, yeah, and he just went through SEC Media Days, and you would have thought he would have got the picture.
Yeah.
Now there's not much of a free pass anymore. You can still do some of the things that you want to do, but you have to realize what the consequences are from those actions. By the way, getting back to your story here from earlier.
Yeah, I made a mistake. He was not a quarterback. He's a cornerback.
Yeah, that's Terrell Brown from the San Francisco 49ers. And the coach, Harbaugh, has already said, we're going to try and resolve this situation so that he doesn't lose $2 million for missing a voluntary workout. So there's the one thing I got to look. If it's a voluntary workout, how can that be in your contract? It's voluntary. I know it's in quotes, air quotes, voluntary, just like voluntary high school summer fill in the blank of the sport. I mean, we all know in this day and age that if you don't go to everything that you can that you have time for, you're going to be penalized for it when the real season starts, when real practice starts, when real games start. Don't sugarcoat this anymore. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, I just thought it was something interesting to bring up. I don't know which way I really feel about it. And I'm sure there's going to be – they're going to resolve this somehow where somebody's going to get most of their money back on this situation. There are some baseball players that got in trouble. I'm pretty sure they're not going to get any of their money back. But I think in this case, there might be some. You know, he might be able to show up and go, hey, can I make those days up? Is there any way, like, I'll just stay after practice and run a little bit and maybe make a couple hours up and get my $2.1 million back or whatever that is?
You know, extra credit?
Yeah, four hours. I'll stay for 4 more hours and watch a little extra film and make up for that day.
I'm going to come voluntarily work out.
Good idea.
Well, I mean, if it's a voluntarily, then it's, you don't have to. I mean, it's not scheduled then, right? I'm just voluntarily, I'm going to come work out. This is crazy. This is when something else obviously needs to happen in the world of sports. Folks, don't forget your Midway Auto dealerships through the month of July. They have over 100 new vehicles, all makes for you at Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, at Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram that qualify for additional discounts from the manufacturer. You already get your Midway discount. You already get the rebates that are promised with each individual vehicle. And, of course, the summer promotion at Midway is they're throwing in the $500 gas card. But now, through the end of July, the manufacturer has additional discounts, and you can find out more about them by seeing the great sales staff at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or visit them online. Look at their inventory at thinkmidway.com. While you're online, you can also like their Facebook page, and they'll be giving away a pair of Nebraska football season tickets to one winner. A pair of tickets. There's nothing you got to do here. This isn't some scheme. It's not like you got to buy a car and then you get entered. No, you just have to like them on Facebook. And, folks, you can win a pair of season tickets to the Huskers. A proud sponsor of the 100th Buffalo County Fair, which is winding down. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Kind of winding down the show, kind of winding down the month. Anything specific that Jimmy Langan needs to let us know about, get off his chest? Everything good?
Everything's fine. Hey, Doug, tell us a little bit about your Chicago trip. Where did you go eat? Did you have a good supper any place, or did you have a really good meal that you enjoyed, or anything that you got to do while you were there that was unordinary that you can exactly tell everyone here?
No. No, it's quick. It was more of a business trip this time around. Mike Will goes out with me. You know, the times that I went with the former co-host of this show, we tended to stay an extra day or two. Don't know why. I guess that's just, you know, the perk that we gave to the employee at the time. But we didn't. The first couple of years now in Chicago, we've seen a few of the things. We do a lot of walking just to see some things you wouldn't see. I think it's really cool. I like the downtown Chicago area, although it did not make us feel very comfortable when we showed up on Tuesday and immediately one of the stories on the news, and we're on Michigan Avenue, which is one of the main thoroughfares in the entire city of Chicago, and they were talking about the increased crime rate on Michigan Avenue and the muggings and attacks that were going on. So, and you know me, I'm probably not going to really be able to do much. Just, okay, here you go.
Yeah. Just, I'd give them whatever they wanted. Hey, on your...
But we did have a couple good meals. Got to see some cool parts of Chicago. Each time, try to stop at different places along the way, see what they're like.
Did you see that one lake that's like, it's bigger than Johnson's Lake, the one? Did you see that? Did you look at it at all? Did you see it? Was it close enough? Did you got to look at it at all?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It was, you know... As
you can't
it was,
see on the other side of it.
It was cool. No.
Yeah.
And it was cool in Chicago. They were talking about that. That kind of extended here. They were having cool temps last week like we're having here in Nebraska this week. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here, talking about Johnny Manziel. He's at the stage of having to win every game he should and get one or two. Is that what we're talking about? Jerry Kill, excuse me. We're talking about Jerry Kill, not Johnny Manziel. This comes from a Minnesota Golden Gopher fan. Is that Kill is at the stage of having to win every game he should and get one or two that he is not expected to, which means a good season is 7 or 8 wins, 3 of which come in the conference, like Iowa, Indiana, and a possible upset. Keep in mind, this is a program that prior to Kill was commonly upset in the non-conference by the likes of North Dakota State or South Dakota State, Michigan, Missouri, and Illinois schools, Northwest, Southwest, Eastern before their names, and maybe that's not happening for Minnesota right now. That comes from our Gopher fan, Craig, our Gopher fan.
That's what he says. We got to get that thing rolling.
Well, that's the key for any program looking to take the next step. You got to upset someone. And Nebraska is one of those programs that would be considered an upset by most of the schools that they play.
You know, in NCAA football, you know, it seems like there's so many teams that will start out 3-1 or 4-0 because of their schedule. And then they get into their conference, and then it just doesn't go so well. I would say Nebraska basketball has fit that mold for 20 years, you know, where they start out and get some nice wins, beat USC, beat an Arizona, somebody, mm-hmm. you know, like that. And then all of a sudden they start their conference and, you know, they go 4-10, you know, or something like that. You know, and then the Big Ten, it'd be more games than that. But
yeah, and actually in basketball, you are playing some teams. In football, you can schedule at least 3 cream puffs, whether they're Division I schools or not. 105th Nebraska Amateur is underway today at Arbor Links in Nebraska City. We'll keep you up to date on the local golfers throughout the week. But I think that brings us to the end of our show today. Damon Day is going to be in to talk a little sports with us tomorrow as our co-host. We'll also have another outstanding Big Ten interview. I suppose we went on offense today. We better go defense tomorrow. And we got some really good ones out there. We got some great linebackers like Max Bulla of Michigan State, Chris Borland of Wisconsin, Glenn Carson from Penn State, all part, and also James Morris from Iowa are among the defensive players. I think tomorrow we're going to go with the outstanding linebacker from Wisconsin, Chris Borland, is going to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow. Plus, we'll keep you up to date on how the area teams are doing at the State American Legion Baseball Tournament. Want to thank Kearney Little League coach Kurt Schmidt for joining us on the program today. Kane Coulter from Northwestern. And again, remember, the Little Leaguers have their first game Friday in Indianapolis. Jimmy Langan, as always, thanks for coming in and being the co-host. Have a great day.
You too.
We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.